Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake up call.
I was a bad girl. I did some bad things. I swear I did it.
Katie, remind everybody who JoJo Siwa is.
Okay, so JoJo Siwa is a pop star.
Are we using that term loosely?
Yes and no. I mean, technically she is. And she originated on Dance Moms when she was very young.
I didn't know that part.
Yes.
Okay.
And then she got picked up by Nickelodeon.
Yes.
Then she started touring.
Yes.
And that's when the JoJo bows became a thing, because wearing a gigantic bow on her head was her thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's insufferable.
At what point did she turn like little dirty?
So her last song that came out was the first time that she was like, I'm a bad girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's like, and there was a controversial music video. And
I mean, it was controversial only because she put it on social media so many times that people, like, it did get stuck in your head, but it was just like, how much are you going to shove this down our throat?
I see. Okay. Yeah. So JoJo Siwa. There's your history of her.
Yeah.
Let's say you're a fan.
Okay.
I'm talking to both of you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you are excited about her upcoming tour.
Okay.
She has a very special opportunity for you.
Okay.
Oh. Now, lots of artists, when they go on tour, they sell tickets, but then they also sell the VIP tickets.
Yeah.
And the VIP tickets often, I mean, Kevin, Mr. VIP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do VIP tickets usually get you?
Front row seats, meet and greets, from the line, a special VIP area.
Okay.
All of that, Bush League.
Oh.
You want a real intimate experience with JoJo Siwa?
I don't know.
Here's what you get for the quote unquote dream guest VIP package.
There's one, and this is the like most exclusive VIP where you actually are going to get to come during while we're like loading in the show, and you're going to get to kind of like help us set it up and make sure things are right and test out, you know, drum with me or.
That's right.
Excuse me?
You get to be a roadie.
What?
You get to show up.
You get to pay to do work?
Yes. Yes. You get to be told by an angry trucker looking man.
Yeah.
I told you to put that box over there by the speaker.
And for those people that don't know, that person is at every single concert backstage.
Every single one. With a million lanyards and 5,000 keys and a wireless headset in his ear talking to we don't know who.
Right.
And
always mad.
Have you always wanted to get yelled at by that guy? Now here's your opportunity. And if I had to guess, this is because JoJo Siwa does not want to pay for people to help her. Is that not the funniest thing you've ever heard?
Okay, this would be like me going, if you're a Wake Up Call fan, specifically a fan of this one over here, Katie, you can pay a premium to come fold my clothes.
Right. We can Wake Up Call live.
Right.
Okay. And you know, for a long time, we've thought about, well, would people actually want to buy a VIP ticket to Wake Up
and
Call live?
What could that mean?
Where they get to like hang out in a lounge with us, maybe after the show and have some drinks and stuff like that. No.
No.
Let's do the JoJo Siwa approach.
Yeah.
Let's seriously go to our sales team and be like, guys, we've mulled it over. And yes,
we've got the answer.
We love the VIP experience.
Yes.
We'll let Wake Up Call listeners, let them spend extra money, and then they come. And besides setting up the stage for us.
Right.
But they also will write the show.
Yeah.
We'll let them write it.
They get to do the mic check.
Yeah.
They could do my hair.
A very special person that gets the exclusive premium platinum package gets to sit in for Gavin for the whole show.
I thought you were going to say like feed you.
Oh, that's the next step down.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But how would you like to be Gavin to be for a right. whole show?
Yeah.
Hey, Gavin, are you still going to be there?
I will no. physically be there napping.
Yeah, I'll be in the back. I'll be yeah. in the break room.
Right.
Yeah. The balls on JoJo Siwa. I'm sorry, the bows on JoJo
there
Siwa.
There you go. Very good.
To offer something like this and then market it as like, huh?
Guess what I'm going to do for you.
Right.
What do I have to do to give you a job today?
This is like that kid in high school that's like, you know what? Like, they're a little bit more popular yeah. than you. And they're like, I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to
let you do my homework.
Right. I'm going to let you, you know. And yeah. then if you do that, you know, I'm going to let you sit with us at lunch.
Right.
All right. But well, you got to do all the homework, though. And I better get an A.
Get a good grade. But make it seem like it was me.
Wow. Wow.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.